She paused, letting her eyes adjust to the sudden dimness after the brightness of the day outside, and suddenly realized, I am in the capital. I am about to go before the Circle of Lords. It was then that she heard the sounds of boots on the stone floor behind her, and she turned. Three sabers, two women and one man, regarded her evenly. She had no idea where they had come from, but she was unsurprised to see them. They were Sith sabers. She shouldn't have been able to sense them coming. She bowed politely, and they nodded in acknowledgement.
I am Tyro Vistara Kai, she said. I was summoned.
Indeed you were, said the tall, dark-skinned woman. Saber Shura will take you to the Circle Chambers.
Follow me,
the other woman said, and turned. Vistara obeyed, following the woman up several flights of twining stairs, realizing only belatedly that the council chambers were held in the glass dome of the building. All her life she had only glimpsed the landmark dome from the outside. Now she would be permitted to see what was inside. They reached the pinnacle and stood before a seemingly blank wall. Saber Shura reached out with both her hand and the Force, not needing to touch the wall, and suddenly Vistara could see the outlines of a door that slid open. One of the great lessons her father had taught her from an early age was how to conceal her emotions, if not control them. Gavar assured her that the latter would come with time.
Soon, he had said. If you do not wish to be angry, you will not become so. If you do not wish to be afraid, you will cease to be. Even happiness can interfere. You will learn to use your anger, your fear, your hatred. You will choose which emotions you will feel and when. They will become weapons, just like a lightsaber, and you will be their wielder.
He had smiled slightly.
But until that time, you must learn to mask them well, so as not to let others have any kind of advantage over you.
And so Vistara knew that. Even as anticipation and apprehension surged through her, her heart did not speed up, her face did not show a flicker of her worry, and no false step betrayed her as she strode with a measured pace up the stone stairs. Even in the Force, she projected a sense of calm expectation. She reached the top of the stairway, entered the glass chamber, and as etiquette demanded, she dropped to one knee and lowered her head.
You are Tyro Vistara Kai, daughter of Gavar, son of Thallus.
The voice was masculine, slightly quivery with age, but still deep and resonant. The acoustics in the chamber were excellent, and the voice came clearly to Vistara's ears.
Rise and face us.
Smoothly, the shimmery fabric of her gown rustling with the gesture, Vistara obeyed. She held her head high on her long, graceful neck, not tilted up in defiance, not lowered in submission. She controlled the frequency of her blinking as she regarded those who had summoned her here. She recognized them all, of course. The Grand Lord Darish Vol, sitting upon an ornate throne of metal and glass, the staff of office clutched in a hand so gnarled with age that it resembled a claw. His robes were bright and colorful, appearing even more so in the multicolored light that came through the stained glass dome. Embroidery that must have taken tailors months to produce ran throughout the cloth. Lord Vol had permitted the hood to fall back, revealing a nearly bald pate. Once he had been handsome, possibly as handsome as a Kashyyyk. Even now he was impressive looking. His eyes, still bright with intelligence, shone intensely from a sunken face, painted with the Vorshandi markings appropriate to the occasion. Vol was a striking, almost heavy presence in the Force. He was not the Grand Lord without reason. No one on this world was stronger in the Force than he. Next to him, on either side, were seated the High Lords, two of whom were female and actually addressed as Lady. They wore robes that were similar to the Grand Lord's, but slightly less ornate. Less powerful manipulators of the Force than Vol, they were nonetheless utter masters of it. Vistara recognized among their number Lord Tekharis Yor, the lord whose task it was to run the Sith Temple.